A great man once said, "Comedy is heavier than gravity." That man probably was a member of the quartet calling itself the Fire Sign Theater. The truth is, we know for a fact, he is. And as a Halloween treat, we welcome them once again to our air.
And a follow-up to the story from last summer's wacky season that had some listeners upset about the administration's use of DNA cloning to produce a line of invulnerable Frankenstein's monsters. Well, latest news from Scientists United for Government Grants indicates that the monsters keep going to pieces as a result of special forces fitness training. I guess an emotional monster doesn't make an effective weapon. This is Bill Undermutter for CNN No Evil News all over the globe. Up next, Pat Buchanan's exclusive interview with Henry Kissinger live from an undisclosed location where Dr. K is hiding out from war crimes court subpoena servers.
Hello, I'm Hal Stark, prisoner of the 21st century. I've read that worldwide there are an estimated 800 million cars and trucks, and globally the number of motor vehicles is growing at a faster rate than the population. And that's part of the reason that I'm standing here in line at the Lucky Toad supermarket buying another pack of gum so I'll have enough change for a parking meter. And when I'm not standing in line like some poor Russian, I'm standing in front of a pole somewhere checking out the latest parking regulations. They just put up a new sign on top of the old one that says, "Head-in, subcompact, hybrid vehicle parking only, between 2 a.m. and low tide, except for street cleaning Tuesdays or Thursdays during the months with oysters in them. Cars displaying Permit B placards on alternate Sundays will be towed." Oh, good. She's giving me 3/4. That'll buy me 12 minutes. Oh, that ought to give me enough time to stand in line for more change. This is Hal Stark, prisoner of the 21st century.
Yeah, yes, Ms. Dim Glimmer. I'll put them in the mail today. Merry Christmas.
Did I hear you say Merry Christmas, Mutt? Well, we ain't even finished with Halloween.
Yeah, I know, but old Miss Dim Glimmer likes to get a good head up on her present buying.
Oh, what's she giving this year?
Oh, same old stuff. Cold or hot, snow globes, a couple of sets of mismatched spangled spam can low-dangling earrings, a dachshund-shaped bread box for French loaves, oh, and a dozen or so pig-themed wind chimes. Oh,
yes, she do love the sounds of pigs tinkling in the wind,
doesn't
don't
everybody?
She?
Oh, you guys!
Oh, hey, boys.
Now, come on, fellas.
Give us our scary party goodies.
Yeah, for the haunted church satanic sacrifice and potluck.
You got that right, but yeah. I'm coming to get you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't he look just like a clueless Kluck Klanner in that sheet?
Well, he would if he just cut some eye holes in the thing.
If you broke it, you bought it.
Oh, no such luck, Mutt. He just knocked over a stack of war surplus crash boxes.
Come on, boys. Help me up, and we'll get down to business.
Here you go.
Now, Mutt, we need 10 gross each of boot paste, ugly wugglies, finger traps, and gliding eyeballs.
Okay, I'll get them.
And while you're up on the ladder, Smut, pull down some moaning prickle balls, whodunit puzzles, and bloody squirt fish.
Oh, the kids loved those last year.
Yeah, they're behind the prehistoric pail packs of rainbow coils and doodlers there, Smut.
Well, don't I know
well,
that?
I'm just trying
to help. Well, then we want 100 gory goodie bags filled with crippled flip frogs, devaluated dollar balls, and radium glow yos.
Well, I got those right here. Oh, this is going to be some horrific party, boys.
And don't forget the neon knockers in slime, the wiki wacky sticker faces, some small stretch men, and those go-go rings.
And 12 packs of serial killer candy cards and finger guillotines for door prizes.
We'll be back in a half hour to pick everything up, okay?
Because right now we gotta go toilet paper some trees and tip over some outhouses.
See you at the service, fellas.
So long, you troublemakers. Don't you just love a sacrifice sale?
Yeah, we gonna make us a devil of a prophet.
If you're a parent like me, you're constantly confronted with a challenge of filtering your kids' entertainment. Motion picture ratings are no help. PG-13 stands for Please Grandma 13 times until she takes you. The V-Chip is a clipper that never sailed. But now there's Movie Mask, a software program that lets you strip out the objectionable materials from movies, videos, and DVDs. Say you want to show your young ones The Three Little Pigs. Go up to the website and download the version Mask for Whatever Pulls Your Chain. For parents who want to shield their children from the themes of homelessness and eating one's victims, there's a version that cuts straight to the wolf-proof brick house and it becomes the one little pig. The version for kosher and Muslim households is the no little pigs. There's an animal rights version in which the wolf is converted into a vegetarian, and a disillusioned Democrat version in which the wolf turns into Jimmy Carter and helps the pigs rebuild their houses. Hi-ho, masked media away!
Welcome, friend. Come on in and set a spell. It's that time of year again in little old Cable Town. And yes, that night is coming again. The night of horror and fear. The night of doom and death. The night of things seen speeding across the moon. Of horrible words crawling across the bottom of the screen.
Rumors flying, stocks ticking, markets so obscure you'll never know what those numbers mean.
Facelifted celebrities writing books about celebrities getting facelifts.
Guys in suspenders who know everybody with facelifts interviewing celebrities who deny they've had facelifts.
Yes, our little town is spooked. It's a mystery. The cable of Cable Town that holds us together is itself to be feared. Wisps of things moan across the cornfields. The nights are black. The frozen orange leaves are cracking underfoot.
Children abducted, celebrities shoplifting and murdering.
Politicians covered up, hiding out.
News crews shooting, news crews shooting, news crews.
Oh, but for you outside of Cable Town, life is simple and beautiful. Only razor blades and candy, outhouses heaved over, eggs hurled at cars. But in Cable Town, it's all...
Purple! Crossfire!
Larry King! What can be done? Well, don't turn off the TV. What the heck good would that do?
Don't stop worrying about things that are worlds away.
Don't bother to read anything.
Don't stop listening to every rumor and repeating it.
Welcome to our little town, where it's Halloween all year round. Cable Town is what we're called, so come on in. Set a spell. Turn up the volume.
The Firesign Theater, Phil Austin, Peter Bergman, David Ostman, and Phil Proctor. Their latest DVD release is Weirdly Cool. For more about the Firesign Theater, you can visit npr.org.